The Orange County Schools website reassignment page cites a number of factors that create the need for reassignment, including overcrowding in certain schools, program options, and the need to balance academic performance, socioeconomic indicators, and demographics. Kevin Smith, the Chief Public Information Officer for OCS, recently spoke with 97.9 The Hill about the process the district will go through with the public. He stressed the need for feedback from the community.
But we really want families who are affected by this, or who may be affected by this, who want to learn more, including folks from the community, anyone in the Orange County School Service area, to know that we have some information sessions. We have draft maps that have been released on the OrangeCountyFirst.com, Orange County Schools website. The current student assignment map is right there, but also you'll find draft maps.
Anyone who wants to provide feedback before the school board's next meeting on November 6th will have a couple of formal opportunities to do so.
Wednesday the 1st, we'll be back out on the road at Gravelly Hill Middle School. And then Thursday night, November the 2nd, we'll have another virtual session. And again, links will be posted to the website in time for those meetings. We're really focused on getting to November 6th with a lot of community feedback from everyone.
And all this feedback collected is just the beginning of the process.
That information will then go into the second draft. This first draft phase between now and November 6th is going to continue to evolve. And we will have drafts that incorporate that feedback later in November, bring that back to the community. There's even a committee. There's a reassignment committee that helps to guide that conversation, so that we don't want to spring surprises on individuals. Rather, we want to have a lot of feedback from every school and from a wide variety of people.
The prospect of being moved to a new school may be hard for some families, so there are likely to be some exceptions.
Does change bring with it certain challenges? Absolutely. So we are going to be working with everyone. And that's also why there is some stability built into any reassignment plan. There are ways for students to continue, at least for the first year of reassignment, at their same school, and the Board of Education weighs how to provide the best possible means of supporting that. The Board of Education always has an interest in making sure that students have a safe and welcoming, inviting place to go to school.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Andrew Stuckey.